The Scrabble Go Guide to Learning New Words. Quizzical, your dad's face when he hasn't got enough vowels. Skeptical, your mom's face when you try to say small is a word. Belligerent, how your brother feels when he doesn't win. Vocabulary, what you all build when you play Scrabble Go together. Everyone's a winner with Scrabble Go, the fun brain training game you can play with family and friends wherever you are. Available on Android and iOS. Download Scrabble Go today.
My friends, welcome to the Friday edition of The Ginny Show. I like to call it Five Step Friday. Now, the reason why I wanted to create this day is for most of my listeners, from what I've heard as feedback, Friday is the happiest day of their life. Now, this is because a lot of my listeners look forward to the weekend. And that's really cool because, you know, on the weekend, we generally do what we like and we create a life that we want, and every choice that we make on the weekend is derived from ourselves. So a lot of people feel like they're a lot more control in the weekend because they're doing things and spending time with the people that they love. On the other side of the coin, that makes me feel a little bit sad because that means that the majority of people are going through life only looking forward to 2 days out of the seven. Now, that makes me sad because I've been able to create a life where I love all 7 days. Monday is one of my favorite days of the week, but it's also a day that's like every other day because I love every other day. So Five Step Friday is designed to help you create what's next for you. So each week I'll be chatting to a different guest about a different topic. Now, these topics can be anything from self-awareness to love to accountability. Whatever it is that we need to explore to unlock what's next for you. This week's guest is Dr. Chris Zeno. Now, he's no stranger to The Ginny Show. I've had him on Monday Mocha before, but he has quite an inspiring story, which I'll let him share with you. On this episode of Five Step Friday, Chris Zeno and I explore five steps to self-awareness. So these are the five steps that you can take that will help you create self-awareness. Self-awareness is a very key thing in life. I feel that if you can get to a point where you're so self-aware, it's almost like you're untouchable. I grew up in a community where it was heavily predicated on what the next person thought of you, you know, what your neighbor down the road thought of you, what the Sri Lankan grocer thought of you. I got to a point where I just did not want to care about that anymore because I saw how that was burdening the people around me. And what I did was I actually really got centered and asked myself, Ginny, who are you? And, you know, that's a question that I had to do meditations on, attend retreats, have spiritual healings, whatever journey that I took that was my preferred path. I finally got to some sense of self-awareness. And I think it's an everyday process, but I think I have a stronger sense of who I am now than I did probably 10 years ago. So it's a continual marathon self-awareness. But if you can get to the essence of who you are, of know thyself, whatever that may be, you're going to be equipped with some very handy tools in your toolkit to get through life.
The Scrabble Go Guide to Learning New Words. Quizzical, your dad's face when he hasn't got enough vowels. Skeptical, your mom's face when you try to say small is a word. Belligerent, how your brother feels when he doesn't win. Vocabulary, what you all build when you play Scrabble Go together. Everyone's a winner with Scrabble Go, the fun brain training game you can play with family and friends wherever you are. Available on Android and iOS. Download Scrabble Go today.
So Dr. Chris Zeno, here he is with five steps to self-awareness. Tell the people a little bit about yourself and quite the remarkable journey of, I guess, determination and the mindset you adopted to create the life that you lead now. Give the people a little bit of a sneak peek into the life of Dr. Chris Zeno.
You know, thanks, Ginny, and thanks for everybody who's listening. I had had quite several lives, and they beautifully came together. I just, you know, 21 years old. Let's start there in '98. Won Mr. America. I was the one of the trainers for the Orlando Magic in Orlando, and the Xena Warrior Princess shows they used to have, which were awesome. And then at 26, I was diagnosed with the terminal autoimmune disease that I was giving just like a week and a half before getting my colon removed. And then that took me on an unknown journey, like life does. And through that, I was able to heal myself without traditional medicine. My body was able to heal itself from a terminal disease. And then through that, I found my way into wellness. And then I went back to school, opened up a wellness clinic in 2005. We became the largest wellness clinic in the history of my profession, seeing thousands of people per week, helping hundreds of thousands of people. And the time we had that office. And then winning Mr. America, Mr. Universe, all upon that that journey as well. And then even though things were successful and I checked off the boxes, you know, I thought life was about checking off boxes, but I realized that, you know, life's not about checking off boxes because we're never done. We're always evolving. We're always expanding. And if we believe the myth that it's about checking off the box, then we're going to be left unfulfilled. And that's kind of where I found myself about a year and a half ago. And I started the I Am Hero Project, which was basically, you know, realizing that there was values I was living that were dictated to me through other people. And it was really about tending a relationship with myself, really learning what is it that I was created to do? What is my heroic purpose inside of me? And giving myself permission and allowing me to move forward, even though it's scary, even though there's unknowns, but finally having a life where I could express and experience love right now, not living a life that's conditional based upon reaching certain goals or boxes. And that's where I am now at the I Am Hero Project. And I'm just having this beautiful conversation with you in the mountains of Park City, Utah.
Fantastic, Chris. Well, I actually want to touch on a few things. And so this is the 5-Step Friday podcast, which is 5 steps to create the life that you love. So it's a life that you can design. A couple of things that I caught on your Instagram, which I'd love you to kind of expand upon. One of the clips I watched you make was the reason why people don't do what they want to do. And the example that you used was how people go and line up for a Starbucks coffee. Can you kind of expand upon the mindset that you were touching on there?
Oh, I love that. I love that one. So my office is next to a Starbucks, and this is not if you enjoy Starbucks or not, but I would watch at 7 in the morning. There was a line into the street, and I'm sitting there going, this just doesn't make sense. I mean, so many people, when it comes to doing what they know they should be doing for their life, they say they don't have the time or they don't have the money or whatever excuse they'll have, but yet they woke up early. Earlier, right? And it's early, right? So, I mean, forget the comfortable sleep. They woke up early. They took a lot more money, exponentially a lot more money versus having the exact same Starbucks coffee at home. They left the house early to wait in this line, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes to get this coffee. And I'm like, they found the time. They found more money than, and it's not that they found the money, but it's like they could have got the same exact product at home done for them with their coffee machine. And I'm just trying to get all very psychological and really finding kind of the meaning of life of that. And when I went through the complexity of it, I came to a very simple answer at the other end, which is they wanted to. That's it. And I think in life, the reason why your body looks the way it does is because you wanted to or didn't want to exercise, right? So it's like, but I'm not doing this in absolute judgment, guilt, or shame. I'm actually... My point was the opposite, saying if you the first way you're ever going to change or become better is become self-aware that you don't have to justify your answer to anybody. So it's like, well, why are you doing that? Because I wanted to. And so when you could get to the place where you're not justifying, but at the same time owning it, going, hey, listen, yeah, I know I spent $6 at this coffee today because I wanted to. And yes, I know I could have put that towards healthier food, or I could have put that towards a gym membership, or instead of coming here, I could have did a little workout for my health. But the reason why I did it is because I wanted this and I did not want that. So when we could become 100% responsible, knowing that our life, our situation, our bank account is clearly defined totally because we wanted it to be that way. And as soon as we want something, whether it be irrational, irrational, then all of a sudden, voila, those things start to happen because we make the time and we find the money for them.
Well, that's a great tip there that, you know, we do things because we want to do them. Another tip, or I guess a step to kind of self-awareness or getting, you know, to a place where you're happier in life is one of the things I've learned, especially running a business and as an entrepreneur, is money isn't everything. You want to expand upon that principle that you've been exploring?
Yeah, especially now when I consult and coach entrepreneurs that made the hundreds of millions, sold their companies for 50 million or more, and then just to find them a week after selling it that they're depressed. And it really, it wasn't about attaining the money. Now, money is potential, right? So I like to see money as potential, meaning that the more money you have, you allow more potential, right? We could do more things. We could have greater experiences. We could have better collaborations with people. We could have greater contribution, and we could have greater freedom, right? So, right, that's what it serves. But the goal of money, of just getting that number, will still lead to unfulfillment. It's what you do with that. And when I found that, you know, some people had great, you know, great paying jobs, but they were numb, they were disengaged, they were compromising their ethics and values, even on a small level. You know, it was just something they didn't really enjoy doing, but they stood in there and they hung in there because they're like, well, I'm going to fill up this bank account and someday, dot, dot, dot. So that it became a very conditional way of living, saying it was all about the future and someday. But what really creates fulfillment, and what I like to term, is it's being able to express and experience true love right now in this moment as we're speaking in every area of our lives. And when I say the word love, because I know all of us have a different, unique relationship with that term, I use it in the sense of having unconditional appreciation. So right now, Jenny, when I'm talking to you, I have unconditional appreciation for you. I appreciate you with the full package, all the things, all the scars that you think you have that I don't see, you know, all the things that the belief systems that you believe about yourself that I can't see, where I don't even care about, because I see you as your truth. And if we could just love and appreciate in the moment, every area of our lives, and not just live this conditional life, which most of the love in our life has been conditional. I mean, come on, we're human beings. If I was a good kid, I got love. If I wasn't, I didn't. And that was really the key to happiness and fulfillment, because even though I don't have the quote unquote $100 million, but you know what? I appreciate where I am right now. I'm having this, like right now, this conversation with you right now is the greatest and the only place I would want to be in this moment.
Wow. So being present obviously plays a part to the journey of self-awareness. Another thing that I found that is a step to self-awareness is obviously getting quiet in your head, but also I guess the people that you surround yourself with. And I guess this is a question I ask on Monday Mocha, you know, who are the five people who are closest in your life or that you spend the most time with? Have you found that theory to be true?
Not at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I spend time with my wife and two kids most of the time. And my kids make zero money whatsoever, you know. So I really believe that here's the deal: the most important, like you are the sum total of the one person that you spend. You're the sum total of the one person and the only relationship that really will only count in your life to the utmost, and that's you. You know, it's because I determine, like, I could be around those five amazing people, Jenny. Right? We could be around five billionaires or five amazing artists. And I choose to listen or take their advice. I choose to act on their advice. Or I could be around five people that someone would say are delinquents for whatever reason. I don't use any judgment terms, but let's say that's what someone would call them. But again, I choose to act in that way. I choose to listen to what they say and apply it in my life. So it really comes down to, again, when that whole five people that you surround yourself by, I think it's a poor excuse to blame the circumstances of the people in your life for the reason why you not want to be. It's another way of hiding behind that versus saying, again, self-awareness and personal responsibility, saying, you know what? I ultimately make that choice whether I act in that wisdom or not, or I make that choice whether I act in something destructive in my life or not. And so it only comes down to that relationship with you. And that's that right there. If you could get that relationship with you, with yourself first, and pour into you and develop you and take time to love and appreciate yourself and get to know yourself. And like I said, fill up the well when the day starts so you can pour out to others. That's when I really think some of the greatest stuff happens. So it's kind of an outdated personal development logic of you're the sum total of the five people you surround yourself around.
That's a really interesting perspective there, Chris, and I really admire your honesty and uniqueness in how you delivered your perception of that point. To my next question of, you know, the steps to self-awareness, one of the things that you just touched on there was filling the well so you can give to others. I think the ability to give and the ability to give without attachment of, you know, getting something back in return is a very useful, not only a skill, but it also, it plays out if you can master it really, really abundantly in your life. And you just talked about filling up your well. Do you want to talk about that step? Because I know you get up really early and that's one of the first things that you do, that you fill up your well. You go to the sauna, you journal. Do you want to tell the good people some tips to fill up their wells?
I think the greatest thing you said, Ginny, was unattached. I think that is, because you're saying unattached, you know, you're saying unconditional, which is really the place to be, appreciating and unconditional at the same time. I call it favor capital to the world. And what that means is, if I could become selfishly unselfish, so the selfish part is filling up the well, or what I call, you know, pre-paving the day. So in the morning, it's all about taking time for me. I do my meditation. I do my health step I have to do. I do my reading. I do all the things I have to do to really get myself aligned and focused, you know, my mind sharp. And I am the best. I am now in the best position, and I'm filled up on the inside. So I'm in the best position to pour out without having that empty well, because everybody's experience when your well goes empty, it's a weird feeling. You can start to get anxiety, worry, scarcity, poverty. Like, you start to get the fear. It's because you're poured out. So all these like negative vibrational factors start to happen. But when you come from a full well of abundance, Ginny, I'll give the best I have to you, regardless if you reciprocate. And what makes it even better is when you give in abundance, or you give unattached, it's the expression of giving that is the reward. So like I said, I'm able to express and experience love, whether you receive it, whether you reciprocate, whether you accept it or not. So if I appreciate you, my act of the actual appreciating and loving and giving is like a positive, it's like a positive reinforcement. So as I give, I'm now also experiencing, because I feel good, I feel abundant, I'm experiencing, expressing love at the same time. And it's almost unattached, unconditional, where that person reciprocates. And I think that is such, again, a wonderful place to be. And the favor capital is basically give the best I have to everybody. And when they ask, hey, what can I do for you? I usually tell people, not yet. And then someday will come where I might need a favor. But I know when I ask that favor, Ginny, it'll never be. That favor will never amount to the amount of value I already gave that person. So I would never feel guilty of the favor I asked. They would never feel taken advantage of. So, but you're so right. It starts off with filling that well up, because without a full well, you cannot give the best authentic version of you to the world.
That's so true, Chris. And I'm so glad that you touched on that. And it is unconditional. If you come from that place, the return can be exponential. I think the last step, I guess, to self-awareness is some investment in yourself in terms of time or finances. But also, one of the things that I got from our last conversation on Monday Mocha a few months ago is you talked about how, as kids, when we create spaces, it's very creative. There's no order to how we do artwork or how we put up the artwork, or, you know, there's no like whiteboards with like clinical equations or anything like that. But I think having your sacred space or a space to create, it's kind of like your safe haven. There are different names in different books, but I think that's also an important space to create and invest some time and energy into, because that kind of helps create self-awareness and, again, fills you well.
Well, I love it. It's Napoleon Hill, this kind of helped me formulate what I'm about to say. He was saying that, you know, when you have a broken down mindset, and it's happened from just getting the hits and the negative stuff over the years and just false belief systems, he's like, a mindset, we cannot just affirm it back to normal. I can't say I'm special, I'm happy, I'm a good person. He's like, and he said something unique, and it just hit me a certain way. He goes, it has to be rebuilt. I love it. It has to be rebuilt. So when I think rebuilt, it's like, wow, we got to actually rebuild this. And then he said that your environment actually is part of the rebuilding of that mindset. So like even to the clothes you wear makes you feel differently, right? It makes you think differently. So your environment's just like, wow. And then, you know, at the same time, I would go in my kids' room and you're right. They had like little battles going on and posters. It was all things that brought excitement to them. And they actually created what I call a vision room. People have vision boards, right? Envision this and that. But I was like, what about a vision room? What about the area I spend most of my time in? As I walk in there, there's no bowls of fruit on the wall for me. It's like everything in there, when I look at it, or even if I see it in the peripheral vision of my eye, and maybe I consciously don't see it, but it brings back a memory, something exciting, something energetic. And like when you enter into that space, it raises that excitement level, that imagination, that creativity in you. And like I say, you almost go into the penthouse. There's basement thoughts. Basement thoughts are when we're tired, we're in scarcity. We just think more of those thoughts. But when you get excited and you know, like a little kid, then you have those penthouse thoughts. And that's when you're getting, you know, brand new ideas, big ideas, things that maybe unique ideas that haven't been done before. So, and it, what it is you, when you have a vision room, you want to apply to all the senses. So when you walk in visually, of course, I have like my superhero stuff, pictures of my kids, picture of my dad, pictures of my best-selling books. And it reminds me of pictures of wins in my life. Hey, you know, so it brings me back to that place. You know, touch, you know, like, you know, just the way my desk is. I like the wooden desk I have. Smell, you know, I have my father, he died in 1999, but I have his aftershave in the cabinet right next to me here. And you know what? I smell that aftershave, and olfactory or smell is so powerful for memory. Like, and literally it's like, it brings back just memories of my dad. Right. And then, or I'll have some essential oils of my favorite. I love the smell of rose and rose oil. And it just, I create my environment. So when I walk in here, I'm excited, I'm pumped, I'm reminded, and it puts me in the perfect atmosphere to create and be in that state to continue to create, imagine. And that's when the beauty of all the great ideas inside you are able to come out. So I just think that's the best way to function, act, and be productive for sure. And then you enjoy being in that space. So my work, when I work, basically now it's not attached to I got to work. It's so I get to go to the place that is now, like you said, the safe haven, the place that makes me feel excited again, right? So my work now is associated with almost like a drip, you know, almost like a drug-like effect.
Wow, I love that. It's like step five, a vision room, a space to create. That's fantastic. Well, Chris, thank you so much for the time and the value you've delivered to the Ginny Show listeners. And I'm sure they're going to get lots of value on how they can have five steps to self-awareness. Tell the good people where they can actually find you all over the World Wide Web.
Well, I actually, I love you. I love the title of your show that you're doing here. So I actually have something called the Hero Secret Sauce. And it's actually, I distilled down the five major things that I really felt that allowed me to be successful from in all the areas, different areas of my life that I was able to achieve the top position of, which is really something to be said about. So if you go to imhero.com/secrets, just the word secret, you will get a free access to a little masterclass I had with about 6 or 7 videos and PDFs on the Hero Secret Sauce. And please enjoy that. That's my gift to you. And these are things that you could actually apply immediately today. And then also, if you want to keep the conversation going, every single day on social media, I post really good stuff, meaning that like it's edifying. It's not going to waste your time. It's going to help shift your thinking. And I believe in compounding effects. So if you see something that just makes you think slightly different daily on a daily basis, in a year, your life has totally changed. So whether it be on Instagram or Facebook under at Dr. Zaino, you'll probably see it in the notes. I put out content daily. We do lives. You have full access to me. I answer all your messages and all your comments. So we can keep the conversation going. And if you do enjoy the show with Ginny and I, please always 5-star it and ask me to come back again.
Fantastic. Well, Chris, thanks so much for your time. I'm sure we'll have you back on the Ginny Show, but keep doing what you're doing and inspiring people.
Thank you so much. The Ginny Show. Oh, how
lonely days are gone. Hi, this is Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Are you tired of feeling housebound? I sure am. Break free with the new Unbound Cordless Auto Curler from Conair. It's a high-performance auto curler that's rechargeable and gives you up to 60 minutes of cord-free runtime. Just think of all of the incredible hair looks you can create in 60 minutes, unbound, away from your wall. Don't get tied down by cords. Love your look. Live unbound. Check it out at Conair.com and search Unbound.